وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the class taking the lesson from the book بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى. Book number 6, the book of Hajj. كتاب الحج. كتاب الحج. The book of Hajj, pilgrimage. Chapter 1. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى: باب فضله وبيان من فرض عليه. باب فضله وبيان من فرض عليه. Chapter 1. The Hajj, it is merit, and the divination of those upon whom it was prescribed. It is adequate, it is merit, and the divination and clarification of those upon whom it was prescribed, who should perform Hajj. Hajj is one of the pillars of Al-Islam. How many pillars of Al-Islam? 5 or 6? 5. Sant. The pillars of Al-Islam are 5. How are the pillars of faith? Are 6. Anyone who understands these pillars of faith and the pillar of Islam properly, and the pillar of Ihsan, to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as you see Him. If you don't, He sees you. He has the knowledge of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the principles and the foundations of the deen. هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. Angel Jibreel asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions mainly about Islam, about Iman, about Ihsan. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion, this was Jibreel atakum yu'allimukum dinakum. It was Jibreel who came to you to teach you your religion. So if you know these pillars of faith and these pillars of Islam properly, and you act according to it, you are someone who are upon the true Islam. You are. So the Hajj is one of the 5 pillars. The first one, the Shahadatain, the testimony of Allah ilaha illallah, that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. The second pillar, establishing the 5 prayers. The third, giving the zakah. The fourth, fasting. The fifth is this one, the Hajj. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah al-Imam Ibn Hajar is mentioning here the hadith relate to the virtue and the superiority of hadith, and also who should of Hajj, and also who must perform Hajj. First hadith, hadith 579, قال رحمه الله عن أبي هريرة أي مروي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما، والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. متفق عليه. ناري أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, an umrah is an expiation for sins committed between it and the next, but an accepted hajj will receive no less a reward than paradise. The accepted hajj will receive no less a reward than paradise. So if someone perform hajj and his hajj is accepted, the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him will not be less than Jannah, will not be anything below Jannah. ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. He doesn't have reward but Jannah. Someone who perform hajj in a correct way. In another hadith, من حج ولم يرفث ولم يفسخ يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever perform hajj and لم يرفث ولم يفسق, means he doesn't commit sin intentionally, knowingly and willingly, he doesn't. He performs hajj to the best of his ability. He goes back from the sin as the day he born, the day his mother gave him birth. No one has sinned the day he born. Likewise, the one who performs hajj in the way that it was legislated. And that is not going to be without having ilm, knowledge, how to perform it, and going by that knowledge. So this hadith shows the importance of hajj, because if you make hajj and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your hajj, you will have paradise. The next hadith, hadith 580, وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قال قلت يا رسول الله على النساء جهاد؟ قال نعم, عليهن جهاد لا قتال فيه, الحج والعمرة. رواه أحمد وابن ماجة, واللفظ له وإسناده صحيح وأصله في الصحيح. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said, I asked Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, is jihad incumbent, mandatory upon women? He replied, yes, but jihad which doesn't include fighting. It is the hajj and the umrah. Yes, there is jihad on the women, but not the jihad of fighting. Rather, it is the jihad of hajj and the umrah. Collected by Imam Ahmad and Ibn Majah, reported it. And the wording is Ibn Majah's. It is chain of narrators, is sahih, authentic. And it is basic meaning is found in the sahih meanings of Al-Bukhari. This hadith, as Imam Hafid mentioned, is sahih, that umrah is mandatory. قال الإمام النووي رحمه الله في المجموع إسناده صحيح على شرط البخاري ومسلم. This hadith chain is authentic according to the condition of Imam Bukhari and Muslim. Very strong hadith. وصححه الألباني في صحيح ابن ماجه. الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله also authenticated it. So this is the proof that Umrah is mandatory. To perform Umrah is mandatory. Also the Hajj. The people of knowledge they deliver is performing Umrah mandatory or not. Some they say it is sunnah, some they say rather is mandatory. Those who say it's mandatory, they use this hadith as a proof. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعرابي فقال يا رسول الله أخبرني عن العمرة أواجبة هي؟ فقال لا وأن تعتمر خير لك. رواه أحمد والترمذي والراجح وقفه وأخرجه ابن عدي من وجه آخر ضعيف عن جابر مرفوعة الحج والعمرة فريضتان. Narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. A Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Allah's Messenger, tell me about the Umrah. Is it an encampment? Is Umrah mandatory? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, no, but it is better for you to perform Umrah. Reported by Ahmed and At-Tirmidhi, the strongest opinion is that it is mawquf, meaning saying of a companion. This is Jabir's statement, not marfu', it's not the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Adin reported through another chain of narrators, which is da'if, it's weak, from Jabir, marfu'a, attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajj and Umrah are two obligatory duties. So this hadith, which shows that Umrah is not a mandatory, is weak. But the one saying Umrah is mandatory on the women is strong, it's authentic. So whenever you're able, you should perform both Umrah, both Hajj and Umrah for the sake of Allah. Na'am. Hajj and Umrah together. How about if you do one time the Hajj and another time the Umrah? Can't you? طيب. تمتع قران وإفراد إفراد تمتع. طيب أحسنت. So what's mandatory on you is to perform Hajj and to perform Umrah. It's not a condition, you do it the same time. It's not a condition. What the condition is to do it when you're able. You do Umrah when you're able. You don't wait. To perform Umrah, you don't wait Hajj time. When you're able, you perform. And if you delay to perform both, it is permissible. Tayyib. And if you want, you do the actions of Hajj and you slaughter an animal. And that's sufficient. It's called ifrad. You intend to make Hajj with a Qiran, Afwan. You intend to perform Hajj and Umrah, intention-wise. But you only do what the person who only performs Hajj does, nothing else. Except you slaughter an animal. So someone is performing only Hajj. Meaning he either performed Umrah a long time ago or he will perform it sometime, another time. So now he is only performing Hajj. That's one person. And another one, he is performing both Hajj and Umrah. And these both, they're doing the same thing. Except two things. The intention, one intent is to make only Hajj, and the other one intends to make Hajj and Umrah. And also, the one who have the intention of both at the same time and doing the actions of Hajj, which he should do? Slaughter an animal. طيب. Next hadith. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قيل يا رسول الله ما السبيل؟ قال الزاد والراحلة. رواه الدارقطني وصححه الحاكم والراجح إرساله. أخرجه الترمذي من حديث ابن عمر أيضا وفي إسناده ضعف. ناري أنس رضي الله عنه إذ was said Oh, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of as-sabil? What is the meaning of as-sabil? This refers to where? Naam. As-sabil. من استطاع إليه سبيلا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. Allah has on people, on mankind to perform Hajj for the one who is able, has a way to perform it. Sabilan has a way. He has a way to perform it. He has a means to perform it. What is this means? This is the definition. What's the meaning? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. No, Anas radiallahu anhu, he replied, provisions and a riding animal. Or azad wa rahila, provision and a rahila, riding, something to ride. Back days was the animal. When the Sahabi said, is the azad, it's provision to making Hajj to be mandated on you. You have to have zad, something to eat, when you perform in Hajj. No, it will not be mandated on you if you're dying in starvation on your way, hungry. No, you have to have something, sustenance, provision until you come back. Also, you have to leave behind for those who after Allah depend on you, also provision. So azad, provision. The second thing, al-rahila, is riding. So the Sahabi here, he said, رضي الله عنه Anas, al-rahila, the Ibn Hajar, رحمه الله تعالى, he gave the meaning of the translator. Actually, the translator, al-rahila, he said, a riding animal. But it means rahila, transportation. Whether it's a car or a train. Naam, they're time animal. Naam, they're time animal. Naam, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah open the gates of His blessings to the people our time. Back days, only animal or horse, animal, general. Now you can reach Hajj by what? By way of airplane or a train or by car or but bus, that's a car. How is bicycle? Tayyip. Bicycle takes you all the way, yes. Some people, they go all over the world through bicycle, subhanAllah. Tayyip. So the point is provision and capability. Some of the ulama, they say no, like Imam Malik, it's not a condition to have something to write. As long as you can go there walking, even if it's a far distance, it's mandatory on you. Walk slowly. يعني, take your time. Even if it takes months, it's mandatory on you. On the opinion of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, it's not a condition to have transportation. All over the world, Imam Malik, his time, Muslims, they were living in Yemen, they were living in Sham, they were not living in Mecca and Medina. Alim, he's aware of, Imam Malik, aware of that, rahimahullah. Taib, reported by Ad-Darqutni, and Al-Hakim authenticated it, the strongest opinion is that it is Mursal, missing link in the chain, after the Tabi'i. At-Tirmidhi has also reported it from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, but its chain of narrators is weak. So this hadith, this author, which the Sahabi Anas radiallahu anhu, he divined what is the sabil mentioned in the Quran, The Sheikh said the narration is weak. Next hadith 583. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقي ركبا بالروحاء فقال من القوم؟ فقالوا من أنت؟ قال رسول الله. فرفعت إليه امرأة صبية فقالت ألي هذا حج؟ قال نعم ولك أجر. رواه مسلم. نارل ابن عباس رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم met some writers. He met some writers at Ar-Rawha, the place called Ar-Rawha, and asked, who are you? They replied, the translation says we are Muslims, but the Arabic wording doesn't say that. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who are you? And they said, who are you? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's messenger. Then a woman lifted up a boy to him and asked, would this mean his child be credited with having performed the Hajj pilgrimage? Here sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, and you will have a reward. Reported by Muslim. In this hadith, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he met some of the Sahaba who he didn't know them. So he asked, who are you? They say here, who are you? They asked, man anta, who are you? So in the early wording we have, they didn't answer the question the Prophet asked. They say, who are you? In return. Instead, they ask him back, alayhi sallam, who he is. But the translation says that they say we are Muslims. Which one is strong? Then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they ask, he said, Rasulullah. Means, ana Rasulullah. Said he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the messenger of Allah. Then a woman lifted up a boy to him and asked, would this mean is this child be credited with get a reward with having performed the Hajj? This little baby boy she is carrying, if he perform Hajj, the mother is helping him, will he has any reward? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. يعني the Hajj يصح منه. And also you have your ajr too as well. And you get ajr for helping him, this boy, to make Hajj. طيب, how about if this boy, after time he reached the age of, he become adult, is his Hajj when he was young, baby, sufficient or he has to perform Hajj? He has to perform Hajj. Naam. Even though he get ajr, he get reward, the Hajj is authentic for him when he's young. Just like any child praying salah, he get reward. Muhsin praying salah, he get reward. Fasting, he get reward. Ladalun ubayd. Anyone who performed the ibadah in a proper way, he get reward. But like the baby, she lifted up to the Prophet ﷺ, Hajj was not mandatory on him. But if he finds someone helping him, he gets a reward. And whoever helps him to perform Hajj will get a reward, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith. Rawahu Muslim. We said they were his Sahaba and they didn't know. How is that possible? That they were the companion of the Messenger ﷺ. And he didn't know them. How is that going to happen? Is that possible? Some people to be Prophet's companion and he doesn't know them. This is not an easy question. Now, Muhammad Tukara. We said Prophet, he met some of his companions whom he didn't know them. That's why he asked, who are you?
But yet they are his companion. How are they his companion? Now, Ahsanta. Because they met him, believing in him. And inshallah, they die on that. That's the origin. Because the companion is the one who meet the Prophet ﷺ, believing in him, when he's meeting him as a messenger of Allah, and he die on that. This is the sahab. But the divination of sahabi, the condition is the person to die on that path. وهذا هو الأصل من أظهر الإسلام والإيمان فهذا يقبل منه ويكون على هذا حتى ماذا يأتي منه ما يخالف ذلك فالأصل أنه مات على الإيمان والإسلام. Yes, anyone who makes شهادتين لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله, he is Muslim, he praying, he fasting, the origin is that he is a Muslim. Someone you know him praying, fasting, Muslim, you see him dead, what do you consider him? Muslim, or you don't know what happened? Since 6 years you didn't meet him. What would you say? 6 years you didn't meet him. You don't know what happened after 6 years. So you still consider him Muslim? Yes. That's the origin. Someone say, no, he's not Muslim. He has to bring a proof. And the opposite is true. Somebody, you know him upon Christianity, even you give him da'wah, he's not ready for Islam. Say, no, Trinity is good. Wal'iyadu billah. Then after 6 years, you find him dead. What do you consider him, Muslim? Christian. With the possibility that he is a Muslim. So you treat people was apparent. That is the way. So anyone, Prophet ﷺ, he praised him, he believed the Messenger ﷺ, he met the Prophet ﷺ believing in him, the origin is his Sahabi. Someone who say, no, he's not his Sahabi, he didn't die upon Islam, he didn't believe in him, he was hypocrite, he is required to bring what? Proof. Otherwise, he's against Islam. نحن نحكم الظواهر والله يتولى السرائر. We judge what's apparent, and it is Allah who take care of what's hidden. So don't listen to the whispering of the enemy of the Sahaba, the hypocrite, the Shia, Rafida, who claim so and so was hypocrite. How do you know he was hypocrite? You enter his heart, you split his heart. He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He was with the Prophet ﷺ, fasting, making hajj. How you say he was not a Muslim? The origin, he is a believer. He is a Muslim. Next hadith, وعنه قال كان الفضل بن عباس رديف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاءت امرأة من خثعم فجعل الفضل ينظر إليها وتنظر إليه وجعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصرف وجه الفضل إلى الشق الآخر فقالت يا رسول الله إن فريضة الله على عبادي في الحج أدركت أبي شيخا كبيرا لا يثبت على الراحلة أفأحج عنه؟ قال نعم وذلك في حجة الوداع. متفق عليه واللفظ للبخاري. حديث 584 ناري ابن عباس, may Allah be pleased with him. Al-Fadl ibn Abbas, who is the Prophet's cousin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was riding behind Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A woman of Khath'am, from the tribe of Khath'am, came. And Al-Fadl, the Sahabi ibn Abbas, began to look at her. And she looked at him. So they look at one another. This boy, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he's looking at this woman. And this woman, she's looking at him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face, means Ibn Abbas' face, to the other side. in another narration that the woman, she had a beautiful face. She was a beautiful, shining face. And Shaykh Al-Albani authenticated that narration. And it was more than one in that narration when Prophet ﷺ turned the Sahabi away from the woman's side. So the Sahabi is looking at the woman, Prophet ﷺ turning away, turning him away, turning his face away to the other side. Then again he's looking, the Prophet ﷺ is doing again. Then she asked, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فَرِيضَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِي فِي الْحَجِّ أَدْرَكَتْ أَبِي شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا لَا يَثْبُتُ عَلَى الرَّاحِلِ أَفَحُجُّ عَنْهُ. Oh, Allah's messenger, Allah's command that his slave should perform the Hajj has come when my father is a very old man and it is unable to sit firmly on a riding animal. Should I perform the Hajj on his behalf? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, yes. The Shaykh said that was Al-Hajjatul Wada' Sahabi, the farewell pilgrimage, agree upon, and the wording is that of Al-Bukhari. In this hadith, to ask the religious questions to those who know. This Sahabiya, she had a question about the Hajj. And it was Hajj time. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered. He gave her the question, the answer. And her question is, if it is mandatory, if the Hajj is valid for an old man to perform on behalf of an old man who Hajj is mandatory on him, but he cannot ride animal, can she perform the Hajj on behalf of him? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said yes. So the Hajj is mandatory on this old man. Is it because before he get old and he was able and he didn't perform at that time, or even though he's old and he cannot perform, he cannot ride on animal, let alone walking, still is mandatory on him? Which meaning is correct? If the question is clear. She asked the question of Allah's messenger. Allah's command that his slave should perform the Hajj has come when my father is a very old man and he is unable to sit firmly on a riding animal. Should I perform the Hajj on his behalf? He replied, yes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Hajj was made mandatory, her father was what? Old man who is not able to perform Hajj. How do we know he's not able to perform Hajj? Because let alone being able to walk, he's not even able to be on animal, to ride on animal. He's not. Too old. Still, she asked if she performed the Hajj, his daughter, on behalf of him, is that valid? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes. And that was the Hajj of Hajjatul Wada. How many years the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj? How many years the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj? 5 or 3? Just one time, alayhi salatu wa sallam, he performed Hajj. Because the Hajj was made mandatory on the 9th year of Hijrah, the 9th. Before the Hajj time, 2 months or 1 month, around that. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead people. So Abu Bakr is the first one who lead the Muslims to perform Hajj by the command of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That doesn't show the leadership of Abu Bakr. Yes, it shows. Those munafiqun, hypocrites, Shia, Rafida, They say, no, Abu Bakr, he didn't deserve to be a leader. How he's not? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Abu Bakr to lead the most in Muslims, the most number of Muslims, is when they were performing Hajj. Not only that, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets sick, he ordered Abu Bakr to lead the Salah, to be in the position of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody else. No Ali, or Umar, or Uthman, or anybody else. He said, Moru Abu Bakr in Fali Yusalli bin Nas. Tell Abu Bakr to lead people. Even after his two wives, Aisha and Hafsa, had different opinion. And they suggested who should lead the Salah instead of Abu Bakr. Who they suggested? Umar. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam command Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha to tell her father to stand in the position of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to lead the Salah, this is leadership. And Prophet said, he's sick. He may die on that. And that's what happened. Aisha radiallahu anha, she didn't say, oh, mashallah, this is a great chance, my father becoming a leader. Rather, she said, O Muslim of Allah, my father, if he stand on your spot, he cannot hold himself. He's very soft-hearted. He's going to cry a lot. So let instead Umar lead the Muslims. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, repeated, said, Muru Abu Bakr falyusalli bin nas. Tell Abu Bakr to lead people. Again, Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she didn't stop there. She went to her close friend from the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hafsa, the daughter of Umar. She said, Hafsa, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. But this is also the case. Abu Bakr stand, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fine. He will not hold himself. He will cry. Ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell instead Umar to lead the Muslims. Hafsa, she went. She suggested what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna kunna la sawahib Yusuf. You are the friends of Yusuf, those women who plot Yusuf. Muru Abu Bakr falyusalli bin nas. Tell Abu Bakr to lead the people. Is there another option now? No, it's a very clear message. Allahu Akbar. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, he mean it. It's not something he said because he was sick. It's not something he said, he meant it. He even get mad when more than one person giving the same suggestion. Not only that, Abu Bakr was leading the Salah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought, being carried by Sahaba, because he was also able in that situation to come even to be brought to the masjid. Sometimes he was not able. He was performing his salah in his house. Now he was able. While Abu Bakr leading the people, the Sahaba, they brought the Prophet from the left side. So Abu Bakr, he see the Messenger salam being brought. He went back. He stepped back. So Prophet Muhammad salam can't lead the salah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gestured to him that you lead the salah, Abu Bakr. You be the imam. Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praying behind you. This doesn't show status. Allahu Akbar. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, out of humbleness, he was not able to be in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leading the Muslims. So he still moved back. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he led the people. He was making the takbir with a very weak voice, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's sick. Abu Bakr was making the takbir louder. Is that clear? When salah finished, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Abu Bakr, I told you to lead the people. Why not? What he said, it's not suitable for Abu Quhafa. He humbled himself, the son of Quhafa, to stand before the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was not rejection it was honoring the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just like when Prophet sallam commanded Ali radiallahu anhu to delete, to erase that he is the messenger of Allah, because the idol worship, they rejected that. And instead of to write, this agreement is it's between Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, and to remove Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu resisted. When Prophet sallam tell him, delete, erase Rasulullah, messenger of Allah, Ali, he resisted. Prophet sallam said, show me, where is that Rasulullah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even doesn't know where the word Rasulullah is, because he doesn't read. ما أنا بقاري. He doesn't read عليه السلام. To us is shame, to him is honor. Anyone of us who doesn't know how to read is jahl, is ignorance. But to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is miracle. How? He doesn't read, but the knowledge he has is not given to all those who read collectively. All those who read, all of them together, their knowledge is not comparable to the knowledge of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La wallah. In all fields, in aqidah, in manners, in science, in history, in everything. So to him is a miracle sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the point is, this is some of the status of Abu Bakr, leading the Hajj, leading the Salah, by the command of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And someone is saying, after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, Abu Bakr is not qualified to continue leading the Muslims in Salah. Because saying he cannot be a Khalifa means he cannot lead the Salah. Because the Khalifa should lead the Salah. The leader should lead the Salah. So this Shia, Rafida, they say, no. Abu Bakr, he took by force to lead the Muslim, to be a Khalifa. How can he be taken by force? What kind of weapon or sticks Abu Bakr had? Ali didn't have it. And the rest of the Sahaba. رضوان الله تعالى عليه. فهذا الدليل على أن هؤلاء منافقون والله. They are hypocrites. Anyone who condemned the Sahaba of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, especially the خلفاء, Allah mentioned Quran. وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمنوا كما آمن السفهاء. If the hypocrites are said, believe, similar the way the people believe, meaning the Sahaba, they say, are we believing the way the foolish believe? So they say bad words about the Sahaba. Anyone who say bad words is on the path of who? Al-Munafiqun, hypocrites. Have no doubt. You don't know the hearts of the people, but you know their statements. وَلَا تَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. If a person used the statement of the munafiqeen, then he's on their path. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he led the Hajj by the command of Prophet sallam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he led the Hajj next year, and after that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam died within 3 months. He died. He performed Hajj and then he died. What month the Prophet sallam died? Month of January or January. No. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died Rabi'u al-Awwal, Rabi'u al-Thani. Naam. Hajj, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, Safar, Rabi'u al-Awwal. Ahsant. 12. طيب and the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام in that Hajj he gave lectures, he gave talk. In many of his statements he صلى الله عليه وسلم showed that he will not perform Hajj after that year. That was his final time. From that لعلي لا ألقاكم بعد عام هذا, maybe I don't meet you after this year. Maybe I don't meet you after this year. And other statements. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used Sahaba. They figure out he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is about to die. And Surah Al-Nasr, إذا جاء نصر الله, also shows if the victory of Allah comes and means Al-Fatah and Makkah is captured by the Muslims, and you see people entering Islam as groups, then in that situation, make tasbih and tahmid and istighfar. Means you are about to die. And that's what happened. Alayhi salatu wasalam, after that, he died, salawatullahi wasalam alayhi. Some Sufis say, you cannot say Prophet he died. They say, you cannot say the Prophet he died. Is this the love of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Shaytan yusawwilu lahum, yuzayyunu lahum al-batil. If you go to Medina, you see somebody in Medina, especially around the Prophet's masjid, he doesn't wear the shoes. He holds his shoes up, walking in a desert, rock everywhere. Why? He said, how can I wear a shoes where Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walk? Worse than that may be, someone, when he leaves in the masjid of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he go back? How he leave? Qahqara, going back. You may be praying outside the haram. You're praying, this man may fall on you because he's going back. Akhi, go straight, look the other side. No, how can I make my back face the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is not honoring. If you are emotion, you think, subhanallah, mashallah, look how this Muslim is magnifying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I am, when I'm walking, I'm making the Prophet behind. A'udhu billah. And then you team up with him. That may happen. Emotion is. Don't you see now what happened? This reporter, Christian reporter, people are praying janazah, salat janazah on a Christian reporter who died. A brother was telling me he was in a group, a lot of Muslims. And he mentioned, this is not allowed. You are not allowed to ask Allah to forgive Christian who died. He said, most of them left the group. How you can say this? And then this sahib al-bid'ah, he comes and he brings justifications. Whatever he can grab, which he knows is not even sound. Because he has aql. So, this is what those people, they claim. They're doing this for Islam. If you truly doing for Islam, how clear and simple it is. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you. Follow the path of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the path of those who love him the most, his companion. And his companion, when they leave in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let alone alayhi sallam, he died. Alive in front of them, they used to walk straight. They weren't used to look back. Rather, it's again is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you're walking, to look back. When you are walking in front of you look back. It's not the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu, if he looking back, he used to turn all of him. He used to look, turn away, and look back. Like someone calling him from back, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Turning around, looking the person. So, all this is ignorance. They have good intention, no doubt. But the good intention is not sufficient. وَكَمْ مِنْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَنْ يُصِبْ. How many who wants good, but they will not get it. Ibn Mas'ud said, رضي الله عنه. So, good intention is not sufficient. The intention must be accompanied with the correct ilm, the correct knowledge. And then, alhamdulillah, you are safe, bi-idhnillahi al-kareem. In the next hadith, وعنه وعنه أن امرأة من جهينة جاءت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت إن أمي نذرت أن تحج فلم تحج حتى ماتت أفأحج عنها؟ قال نعم حجي عنها. أرأيت لو كان على أمك دين أكنت قاضيته؟ أقضوا الله فالله حق بالوفاء. رواه البخاري. حديث 585 ناري ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, a woman of Juhayna come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, my mother had taken a vow to perform the Hajj, but didn't perform the Hajj till she died. Should I perform the Hajj on her behalf? He صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, yes, perform the Hajj on her behalf. What do you think, if your mother had a debt, would you pay it? The answer is very obvious. Yes, pay the debt due to Allah, for Allah has more right to the payment of debt, meaning due to him, than that paying the debt of the people. In this hadith, that this Sahabiyah, female companion, asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the ruling of performing Hajj on behalf of her mother, who made a vow in her lifetime to perform Hajj, but she died before she did that. Can she perform Hajj on behalf of her? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Na'am, Hujji anha, yes, perform the Hajj on her behalf. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, Ara'aiti, law kana ala ummiki dayn, أكنت قاضية أقض الله فالله أحق بالوفاء. If your mother had a debt, would you pay it? If your mother had a debt, she owes someone something and she died before she paid, would you pay it? The answer is yes. He said, pay the debt due to Allah. Why? For Allah has more right to the payment of debt. The ulama, they say this is a proof of the qiyas, the analogy, when it is sound. If you would have paid the debt on behalf of your mother, then perform Hajj on behalf of your mother, because it's debt on her. She made a vow. She made mandatory on herself. She made mandatory on herself. If so and so happen or wouldn't happen, she will make Hajj, nadr. Next hadith, وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما صبي حج ثم بلغ الحنث فعليه أن يحج حجة أخرى وأيما عبد حج ثم أعتق فعليه أن يحج حجة أخرى. رواه ابن أبي شيبة والبيهقي ورجال ثقات إلا أنه اختلف في رفعه والمحفوظ أنه موقوف. نارير ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if any minor performs the Hajj and afterwards attains the age of puberty, he must then perform another Hajj. And if any slave performs the Hajj and afterwards is freed, he must then perform another Hajj. Reported by Ibn Abbas, by Ibn Abi Shayba, and Al Bayhaqi. These narrators are reliable, but there is a disagreement as to whether or not it is marfu, attributed to the Prophet. The correct opinion is that it is mawquf, saying of a companion. So this is not hadith, it's the statement, the saying of the Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. The Sahabi Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. All these hadith, last hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.